I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, former University of Utah, great as well. As we're watching right now, the Davis Darts are marching. They're tied with the Harriman Mustangs in Harriman for the very first high school football game in the entire United States of America this year. CNN, Scott, just popped up this game, a live look-in on CNN of this game that's being played here in the state of Utah. 7-7. We don't ever really report on high school games like a, you know, we don't do score updates really. But my Darts tied currently with the Harriman Mustangs. That's a big game. Those are two big programs, and they're playing the football game. That's the whole point, is that they are playing the game. Joining us right now on KSL's is KSL 5's Sam Farnsworth from the stadium there at Harriman. So I want to know what the setup is like there. How is it that they invited people to come into into the game? You just heard Touchdown Davis, so you just heard the darts go up. But, Sam, how is it that they managed to – are they managing the crowd? What are the protocols?
Yeah, the update on the touchdown first. Chance Trujillo throwing his second touchdown pass of the game for Davis, so they now have a one-touchdown lead PAT pending. As far as the protocol goes, this is a stadium that normally holds about 4,000, is what they say.
Big by Utah standards. Big by Utah standards for sure, yeah.
Yeah, certainly. I would imagine that they rarely have a night where they actually get 4,000 in here. I mean, maybe, for some of their big games, but you know, 4,000 is what it normally holds. Tonight, they limited the attendance to 900, which is they sold out those 900 tickets pretty quickly. So they limited to 700 for the home team, 200 for the visiting team. And those fans, those spectators, are socially distanced to designated seating areas within the bleachers. And then beyond that, I was told that the rosters of the football teams, you know, specifically the home team, where you'll dress a lot of the JV and even some of the, you know, the C squad kids, none of them are dressing. You know, it's just limited to the varsity squads dressed for the game. The cheerleaders are limited as well, and there are no marching bands. So that's kind of the protocol they've gone with. So far, it seems to be a success. It still seems like there's some good energy in the crowd. They're still able to get a fair amount of students in the stands in their designated sections, and it's off to a good start. And as you can hear, Harriman might have one of the most enthusiastic PA announcers.
I was
going to
say, the PA guy, not worried about respiratory droplets there in the booth.
what I'm curious about, Sam, is does it appear that these unusual circumstances have any impact on the game? Do these teams seem like, you know, they're into the game? It's still good quality football, or does it seem to have a negative impact on the actual game on the field?
No, 100% so far. It seems like a high-quality high school football game. It's definitely what we would expect from two top 15 teams in the state from the new KSLSports.com poll. You know, these two teams are both playing good, hard football. It's been a great first quarter, good offense from both sides, solid defense as well. The only thing that I noticed that's different about the teams has nothing to do with the game. It's just how they've spaced them out on the sidelines. Normally a team is you know, confined to the box between the 30s. Well, they've got them spaced out between the 10s,
interesting,
so that they can spread the team out a little bit more. Other than that, I mean, the product on the field is still a good quality product, which makes me really excited for what we've got coming our way tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was just watching this too, and the touchdown that was just thrown from on Davis's side, a little fade route to the corner of the end zone, and it was like a perfect throw, perfect get 2 feet in. It was a nice little play, but again, like you said, I mean, Harriman takes this thing seriously. Davis is a program that always takes this thing seriously. These are the two of the largest high schools in the entire state of Utah, and we were just talking about when you came in, CNN flashed up a live look into this game. The nation sees this being played, and I'm certain they're wondering, why is it that their state maybe can't figure out what Utah's figured out? What have we figured out?
I don't know if we've figured anything out quite yet. Hopefully, you know, as the weeks go on and if the season continues with more success, with low to no positive COVID tests, you know, on teams, if we continue to have a successful output, then I think we will have figured out that obviously it would be a kind of a hindsight 2020 situation, but we would have figured out that obviously now is better than later, or now is just as good as later. That's kind of been my thought the whole time. You know, you can defer to spring. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be any better than what we've got going on now. Why not? You know, the state of Utah's COVID numbers on an overall scale are trending downwards for the most part. We're in a situation where we're in a fairly safe level, you know, according to the state standards. So why not play football now? And I really do hope not to, like, stick it to our neighbor states or anything, but I really do hope it's a successful thing to show that you know, Colorado and Nevada and California, that, you know what, it can be done. It can be done successfully if the right protocol is taken. And so that's what I'm hoping happens here in Utah. I hope that we are a model of what could be in the future, even if these teams defer to next year.
You know, there's I've talked to a lot of people who have been impacted by this whole decision to, you know, cancel college football here in part of the state of Utah. And those people are significantly impacted by it emotionally and financially. Do you get a sense that people are out here and they're like, finally, you know, we're happy to get out on the field and have something that seems somewhat, you know, normal?
Yeah, I do get that sense. I don't want to use the word overwhelming, but it's been strong. The sense I've gotten from the fans that I've heard talking to each other in the stands, the fans talking as they're walking in, the coaches, players, spectators, the media that are here covering this event, every person seems to be having the same narrative in their conversation, which is, it feels so good to be at a sporting event, you know, a live sporting event, even if it's high school. We are at a football stadium, we're outside, and it does kind of take away from the stress, I think, and put in the background all of the trauma and drama that has come with this pandemic over this year. You know, obviously it's nothing to joke about, it's nothing to take lightly. I don't think playing high school football this year is taking the pandemic lightly at all, but I think it's just saying, you know what, we still have to live, we still have to make choices, and we are choosing to pursue this, and we feel that we're safe in doing so, and that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting from UHSAA as they kick off the football season this weekend.
Sam Farnsworth, KSL5 Television. Of course, Sam, the big one that we saw today as well, as you're reporting there live from Harriman, as Harriman and Davis take each other on in the first high school football game in the country this year. So a lot of attention in that sense. But the Jazz, of course, are setting the playoffs. Thoughts before you get out on the Utah Jazz, which I know we'll be seeing some of the highlights tonight on KSL5 Television.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited for that matchup. Jazz and Nuggets, I felt early on when they returned to the bubble that would probably be the best pairing for them. And obviously the Jazz and Nuggets, it's kind of funny because the Nuggets feel like the Jazz are the best matchup for them too. So they were sort of jockeying intentionally to grab that number three spot as well. So these are two teams that want to face each other in the playoffs. They both feel like it's their best matchup for a first-round opponent in the playoffs. So it's going to be really fun to watch. I still think it's going to be a highly entertaining playoff for the Jazz. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited that it's not the Rockets once again either. So I just can't wait. Can't wait for playoff basketball.
All right, Sam, we appreciate it. We're taking the break here. We're going to come back with our MVPs next segment. Scott Mitchell and I rolling out the winners of the day for us. Live high school football being played, a no-hitter that was just broken up by the Milwaukee Brewers. Dave McCann crushed out in the newsroom. And, of course, the NBA playoff bubble. So we've got live things that we're talking about here. It's exciting times. We've got more to go. Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio. It is KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.